Hello, my name is Thea. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I have a quick question.
I am on your site.
I'm a flight attendant, and I wanted to know if I'm eligible to get vaccinated in the state of Alabama.
Okay, let me see. You said you're a flight attendant. Give me 1 second. You mind if I put you on a brief hold?
No, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, 1 second.
I can ask you. I love you, girl. I'm going to ask you, but I'm not going to schedule you. I'll ask Iris what link she is.
Hello, ma'am. You still with me?
Yes, I am.
Yes. May I have your age?
55.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a specific location or area that you, do you live within the state of Alabama or do you commute?
I live in Georgia, actually.
You live in Georgia? Okay, that's no issue. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Now,
Wherever I can fly into. I can fly into Montgomery. I can fly into Birmingham, whatever would be available. I mean, what city I could look at.
Right now, unfortunately, unless you meet, like, the frontline critical workers or if you're, like, a firefighter,
mm-hmm.
law enforcement, first responder, teacher,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, that's what we're more so focused on right now. As far as your phase that you're in, do you have any underlying health conditions or anything? Now, you would be included within that.
I have high blood pressure.
Okay,
I take
you would be,
for that.
For right now, you wouldn't be able to, but once the next available phase, which would be 1C, because we're in 1B right now, then you'll be eligible.
Yeah, we're in
1B.
Yeah, so I work for Delta Airlines, and we are in the group of 1B.
Delta Airlines is in 1B group?
Mm-hmm. Flight attendants are in 1B group.
Okay.
Because we are we're non-health, whatever we call non-healthcare worker, frontline essential employee. That's what we are. So we are considered in the 1B group. And Georgia
Is
still on 1A. Yeah.
Georgia
so
is 1A, but
1B.
Okay. See, I didn't know they considered you guys in the, you know, first responder group. They didn't
have
that listed for me.
We're in 1B
group. So
I
didn't even know.
We're all waiting for it. Yeah, we're all waiting for it in Georgia, but I saw I'm right next door. Might as well if I can.
Well, yeah, if you're willing to take that journey, you know, take the drive or, I mean, fly, I'm sorry.
I'll fly.
Yeah, it's completely up to you.
So
but I never even, girl, you told me something new because I didn't even see you regarding flight attendants. That's why I was like, let me go up in here and look.
Is, I got an email from CVS today because, you know, I guess I have their card, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
they're offering it in Texas now. And so I called her and I said, I'm a flight attendant and all that. And she's like, yeah. She said, absolutely. If there's something available, come on in. She said, your employer deems there's 1B. She said, you're fine. So
okay.
Texas is now offering that. So I was just curious. So if I do this and I'm on the site, it says public transit, you know, and it says I am eligible to schedule the vaccine. So that means public transit, I guess that means I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're good then. You're qualified. You'll be good.
Perfect.
But I wouldn't be able to do it. I can give you the vaccine appointment line number so they can
mm-hmm.
pre-register you for whatever location within Alabama if you're trying to
mm-hmm.
you know, get vaccinated here.
Yeah, that would be great if you have that number.
Okay. I'll give you that number. That number. 1 second. Pull up the right screen for you. Vaccine. Okay. It's going to be 855.
Mm-hmm.
566.
Mm-hmm.
5333.
I'm sorry. 566 and then?
5333.
5333. Okay.
Correct.
And I can talk to somebody directly?
Yes, you'll talk to a real person just like me. It's just I handle the COVID test and they do the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, two different lines for,
you know,
two specifics,
perfect,
however you want to do it. But yeah, they'll get you pre-registered wherever you're trying to go within the state of Alabama for the vaccine.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the information.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.